Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. One of the ways I minister to people in a pastoral moment is by giving them a holding cross. And I pray, as you hold this cross, know that God is holding you. It is all about the power of touch when you hold this cross. It is all about the power of touch when I sign the cross on the forehead of someone, as I'll do today in the baptism of Maya. It is all about the power of touch when you hold someone's hand or give them a hug. Today's gospel pulsates with the life-changing power of touch. Jesus brought a little girl back to life when he held her hands and gently told her to get up. And when the sick older woman touched the robe of Jesus, his healing power made her whole. The healing power of touch gives life. The absence of touch diminishes life, can take life away. The power of touch brings us into relationship and makes us more human. I heard this true encounter from an ER nurse. The police and probation officers brought in a 15-year-old young man named Daniel into the emergency room, and he was shackled both hands and feet. He had apparently been spitting on the police officers and had a pillowcase over his head. While evaluating this young man for booking, he belligerently asked for water. I said, if he asked civilly, I would be glad to get him water. He ignored that request for quite a while, but later politely asked for water. As the afternoon went on, I said I would ask the officers to remove the restraints off his legs if he would remain calm. He cooperated, and eventually all the restraints were removed. The young man then asked that I stay with him because he was afraid. Once his ER evaluation was completed, he was discharged to the officers. But before he went, I asked Daniel if I could give him a hug. He agreed. And as I hugged him, he began to cry and said, I don't remember ever being hugged. A few years later, I ran across a probation officer while in court on another case. He introduced himself and said he was Daniel's probation officer from that day in the ER. He said, you need to know that you made a difference in Daniel's life by that hug. He is doing well and joined the military. For this ER nurse, a hug can make the difference between hostility and hate and calmness and caring. All over the world and in and around our country, there are children and teenagers who need love and human touch. Last Sunday, I added an intention to our prayers, and we shall continue to pray for healing resolution for the crisis at our borders. Human touch and familial love is what the border children and all children need. Human touch brings us into relationship and defines identity. and the touch of the divine brings forth life and heals. Today's gospel points to the life-changing, healing touch of Jesus. But it was not simply a child and an older woman who were healed by the touch of Jesus. Jesus was in the midst of trying to heal social structures as well. In these two stories, Jesus ignored social and religious protocols as he healed through the power of touch. Some of the symbolic parallels in these two stories have meaning and repercussions today. Both the little girl and older woman, as women, were considered second-class citizens and without power. And this is true in some countries today. In Saudi Arabia, women have just gained the right to drive a car. Both the little girl and the older woman were considered religiously unclean, not to be touched because of death and disease. But it was the power of touch that restored both women to new life and changed perspectives for those who witnessed. Yet, the two stories raise significant questions for us. First, who or what claims our time and attention? Even though both women were deprived of power and without social status, Jesus, in his compassion, sees their needs. For Jesus, those deserving of attention were sometimes the least visible ones. Therefore, for us, the gift and challenge is that we do give our time and attention to the most visible, our families and friends. And we struggle with how to help those. We struggle to help those who are homeless, those who are in prison, those who are home alone, the least visible. May no human being be deprived of a gentle touch and forgiving love. A second important question raised by this gospel: what does it mean to be healed? The hemorrhaging woman is healed when she reaches out and touches Jesus' robe. And the dead child is restored to life when Jesus touches her, takes her by the hand, and lifts her up. Both stories have happy endings, but this is not always the reality of life. We all have experienced that even our most earnest prayers and pleas do not always result in the answers we desire. I heard a true story of a man of deep faith who was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease when he was still in his 50s. He and his wife prayed that he might be healed. 20 years later, he is in the last debilitating stages of the disease. Nevertheless, the man said that his prayers had been answered. He said in all sincerity, "I have been healed, not of Parkinson's disease, but I have been healed of the fear of Parkinson's disease." This might not seem like a healing to you, but it was for him. It was the emotional and psychological healing he needed to be a peaceful human being. So sometimes there is not a physical healing, But the miracle can be in the acceptance in the face of disappointment, or awareness of the continuing presence of God, even in despair or grief. We humans are never going to be free of suffering. There will be moments when we ask, how could this tragedy, this diagnosis happen? Yet some of the most difficult moments in our lives can be helped by the power of a gentle touch, holding the hand of another, offering a hug, holding onto a cross, holding something in nature. And this is another true story. B.J. Miller is a triple amputee and works today as a palliative care doctor at the University of California, San Francisco Medical Center. Miller gave a TED Talk in 2015 about the days in 1990 when he was languishing in a windowless, antiseptic burn unit after his 3 amputations. A result suffered from a freak electrical accident. There he was in bed, and he had heard there was a blizzard outside, but he could not see it for himself in his windowless room. Then a small miracle occurred outside of the appropriate protocol. A nurse smuggled in a snowball and allowed him to touch it and hold it. Miller described holding the snowball. I cannot tell you the rapture I felt holding that snowball in my hand and the coldness dripping onto my burning skin. The miracle of it all, that fascination as I watched it melt and turn into water. In that moment, just being a part of this planet, in this universe, mattered more to me whether I lived or died. Miller's TED Talk has been watched by 5 million people. The healing moment he described was due to a gift of kindness and imagination by his nurse. One instance of compassion, spreading healing peace and becoming an inspiration to countless other caregivers. Jesus seemed to always be outside of appropriate protocols, healing individuals and trying to heal social and religious structures. The Spirit of Jesus is doing the same today through us. The Spirit of Jesus is aware of the individual and the societal issues we face. The Spirit of Jesus touches us in our most difficult moments with an offering to all of us of healing peace, courage, strength, wisdom, and a way forward. Let us not forget, it is all about the power of touch. Hold someone's hand, give them a hug. And today, during our sharing of peace, let the healing power of God flow through your hand and touch every corner of the world. Amen.